அப்பா பை நித்யா ரமணன். ஐ நெவர் தாட் ஆஃப் அப்பா ஆஸ் எ ஃபாதர் இன் லா பிகாஸ் ஹீ நெவர் பிஹேவ் லைக் ஒன். ஐ ஃபர்ஸ்ட் மெட் ஹிம் வென் ஹீ கேம் ஸ்ட்ரெயிட் ஃப்ரம் தி ஏர்போர்ட் டு மீட் மீ விதவுட் நோட்டீஸ் ஆன் தி மார்னிங் ஆஃப் மை ஃபார்மல் என்கேஜ்மெண்ட். இட் வாஸ் குவைட் ஸ்டார்ட்லிங் டு ஓப்பன் தி டோர் டு சி எ மேன் வித் எ லவ்லி ஸ்மைல் ஹூ இன்ட்ரடியூஸ்ட் ஹிம்செல்ஃப். ஐ எம் சுந்தரம். He later told me that he had been too impatient to wait till evening to meet Anand's fiancée. Appa was always kind, accommodating, funny and totally natural. His ways were very comforting for me as I had lost my father at a young age and thus never felt the need to be formal around him. He loved helping with the grandchildren in any way he could. He would watch football with Advait just to enjoy Advait's commentary and excitement. He used to attend Advait's football practices regularly, even though he confessed that he did not know which helmeted kid was his grandson. He loved letting Advait or Akshara sleep with him, though both used to move around a lot, and Appa never had a restful sleep on those occasions. Apparently, to Appa, Advait's kicks were akin to kisses, so he never complained. Advait traveled to India alone and spent 6 weeks with his grandparents twice when he was 7 and 9 years of age. He had such a great time at Tiruvannamalai and was pampered so much that he never accepted that his Tata could have ever been a strict father. Appa loved going for long walks in our neighborhood twice a day. Though he was not very interested in gardening, he would diligently water the plants I had planted and was very excited when they bloomed. Amma and he loved sightseeing, and they always enjoyed the local history, the gardens, etc., of the places we visited, and Appa was in charge of keeping us on time. He would say that the only thing he could do in the kitchen was eat the food, but that he was a very good vessel washer. It was a joke in the family, as he would vigorously wash a single vessel for 30 minutes. This, of course, assured that he was never asked to help with the dishes, and he would humorously ask for this chore regularly. His love for coffee is well known. He loved roasting the beans, grinding them fresh daily, and experimenting with different types of coffee beans. It was wonderful to wake up to the smell of fresh coffee, and we would have a withdrawal reaction after he left for Tiruvannamalai. He loved writing Bhagavan's works with their meanings in notebooks. He used to do his daily parayanam with Amma, and it was always around where I was doing something with the children so that I could also hear it. Appa would patiently accompany me to stores, a very different experience for me as no other male in the family liked shopping. Whenever we purchased new clothes for a festival or function, he would end up wearing them a couple of days later. This was exactly what my father had done, and I could never get over this coincidence. We bonded over our mutual love for books, history, politics and cricket. He was very happy that I loved sports and would wake up to watch early morning games. I would frequently ask him to pray to Bhagwan for India to win a game. Also, when the Seahawks were in the Super Bowl, he would call me back and say that he had gone to the shrine and thought about the team, and that Bhagwan would do the rest and that I should accept the result. He loved to call to share a joke he had read in the Reader's Digest or an article from Know Your English. His love and admiration for my grandfather, Professor K. Swaminathan, is well known. After my wedding, he started calling me Aunt Maggie Akka, which thrilled her no end, as no one else called her that, despite her being the oldest among her cousins. He would talk to and regularly gift, lend, and or mail books on Bhagwan, history, and culture to my mother and my aunt in Delhi. He loved spending time with the DC Satsang group, recounting the experiences of Bhagwan's devotees and discussing Bhagwan's words. Apart from all this, what I loved most about Appa was his unalloyed devotion to Bhagwan. He exemplified a deep Guru Bhakti. He always maintained that all Ramana devotees are Bhagavan's family and that Ramanashramam is their home. Appa was unpretentious. He did his work not as a president but as a humble servant of Bhagavan's devotees with total happiness and complete integrity. I miss him